You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Involved in an accident with an elderly driver in the past year. The survey from Caring.com also finds that 40% of Americans are not comfortable talking to their parents about driving. Caring.com CEO Andy Cohen says families need to take charge.
So I think families are hoping the doctor's going to do it, but the reality is that doctors aren't going to make this kind of decision for families. Families need to do it themselves.
Millennials are the most likely age group to have been involved in a crash with an elderly driver. Caring.com CEO Andy Cohen shares some of the other results of the surveys.
14 million people have been involved in an accident with a senior driver in the last 12 months.
An American woman is about to make cruise ship history. Kate McHugh will be at the helm of the Celebrity Summit when the mega cruise ship sets sail from the East Coast for Bermuda next month. The 37-year-old San Francisco native will be the maritime industry's first woman captain. McHugh's appointment comes just 7 months after Celebrity's first woman president and CEO took over as head of the company. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
The warning label on some of the most used pain relievers on the market will be changing in the coming months. The Food and Drug Administration will require manufacturers to provide more specific information about heart attack and stroke risks associated with non-steroidal and anti-inflammatory drugs, also known as NSAIDs.
The FDA is increasing the strength of the warning based upon analysis of observational studies.
That's Dr. Steve Nissen with the Cleveland Clinic. He says it's important to know the risks. The updated labels will pertain to both prescription and over-the-counter NSAIDs. It will contain information about the increased chance of heart attacks or strokes, which can occur as early as the first few weeks of using an NSAID. Some of the country's top book reviewers say readers anxiously awaiting Tuesday's release of Harper Lee's new novel may find it distressing and disorienting. They say the first chapter of Go Set a Watchman, which was made available last week, has the same characters as Lee's iconic novel To Kill a Mockingbird, but that's where the similarities end. In Watchmen, the father, Atticus Finch, is a racist who has attended at least one meeting of the Ku Klux Klan. He's, of course, best known in Mockingbird as the attorney who defended a black man accused of raping a white woman in 1930s rural Alabama. Lee wrote Go Set a Watchman 60 years ago, 5 years before To Kill a Mockingbird was published, and insisted it be published just as she originally wrote it. There is speculation that Lee's publishers asked her to rewrite her Watchmen manuscript back in 1957, and that her rewrite became To Kill a Mockingbird. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for the Flemington area. Let's see, today, partly sunny, high near 87. Tonight, slight chance of maybe some isolated showers in the evening until the wee hours of the morning. Scattered showers on Tuesday in the morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms mid-afternoon. And maybe a thunderstorm even after 2. Tuesday night showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm in the evening, and then another chance, 40-50% chance of precip after 8 o'clock. Could get some heavy rain. Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 84. Wednesday night, again, chance of showers before midnight, low in the 60s. Clearing up, hopefully on Thursday, sunny, high near in the 80s. Down in the 60s at night, same for Friday. And then on the horizon, possibly a little rain coming our way on the weekend. Let's hope it stays clear. Right now it's 82 outside. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table. Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. Coming your way on Mondays, 11 to 12. I'm the chef here at Jake's in Flemington. Been around for about 25 years here, serving the community. And looking forward to continue serving you. Salsa night. What's going on in Flemington? Thursday night lights on Thursday on Main Street. And then Saturday, of course, the big annual salsa night from 4 to 10 p.m. And food, dancing, vendors. Should be there some food trucks. Jake's is one of the sponsors. We'll be there with the Corona truck and some nice sangria that we make up. Seems to be the nice popular beverage for the summer, especially a warm summer night. So it's sponsored by the 100 Hispanos, and it's a fundraiser also to support the programs and services of 100 Helpline. So get out and have a good time and feel good about contributing to a community organization. And although the salsa night's over at 10, at Jake's, of course, every weekend, Friday and Saturday night, we do serve our full dinner menu till 11 o'clock, especially in the summertime. We're seeing folks come out a little bit later. Sometimes it's too hot to eat early, and you want to enjoy the sunshine. Of course, our bar is open, and we have late night food after that. So stop in before, stop in after. We're always there. All right, now we're going to, what are we up to? Oh, the letter, tough one this week. Letter U. But I like the discipline of going through the alphabet. It kind of helps me too. You help find things out. So you get to the end of the alphabet, things get a little tough, but we always find something. Anyway, eating the week. Of course, last week we were on rewind for the holiday. Chamber office is closed. I think I did mention it the week before. Monday was fried chicken day. I was on the 6th, and then the 7th was macaroni day. So nice combination, fried chicken and mac and cheese. I guess that's one of the nice combinations out there, and we always thought fried chicken was ideal. I think the Times treated it as, of course, I've always said, the ideal picnic food, and it's one of those foods you don't have to serve piping hot, which is the beauty of it. You don't need it to be icebox cold, but a couple of hours at room temperature, it's still safe. Of course, it's cooked thoroughly, and it's in the summertime, you don't always want a piping hot soup or a stew or things like that. Although, I don't know, we still serve some of those things people seem to crave. I guess when you get in the air conditioning, you know, you're kind of beating Mother Nature there. It's very hot outside, but you go to an air-conditioned restaurant and have a nice steaming bowl of soup. Let's see. So fried chicken, mac and cheese, all well and good. So the 13th, today is French Fry Day. And French fries, of course, everybody's favorite, along with the burger. We'll get into that also today with our letter discussion. But we think of the different variations. Of course, Belgian, there's operations in New York that just serve French fries. Call it Belgian fries, probably is more accurate than French fries, but always twice fried. And yes, you can get frozen ones and bake them, and there's ways to do them without frying. We like, you know, some baked potato wedges, but they still need some oil on them. You want that oil there to give the browning. But doing fresh French fries, you know, it's a two-step routine as far as cooking. You have to cook the potato first, the sticks. Well, first you peel and wash them, get some of the starch out. Then they need to be cooked at a low temperature of 325. Then you drain them, and then you crank the heat up to at least 350. Some operations, especially if you use a peanut oil, something that can take the high heat, you would do 360, 365, really get that crisping on at the end. But French fries could become a meal. Now, the poutine, of course, up in neighbors to the north, up in Quebec there with the gravy. Some use some proteins on there. Elegant ones would be foie gras, maybe. But a nice, rich, almost not quite a stew, but some meat in there. And some cheese curds, which is the cheddar cheese before it's pressed. We've had them. They're called squeaky cheese. And they have that slight cheddar flavor. They don't melt as easily as, say, an American, so it's kind of nice. You have bits of cheese on there that aren't fully melted, like on a casserole. New Jersey, of course, famous disco fries, I guess they call them, gravy fries. The diners that serve some maybe mozzarella and brown gravy on them. That's one. We do a version at Jake's. We use, it's actually a nice wedge cut. It's the sour cream and chive coating. And we started using those when we opened. It was our only French fry. And, of course, we had to adapt with dairy allergies, things like that. But we still use these for fish and chips and for our steak fries, we call them. So we have these wedge cut fries. We put cheddar jack shredded on there, because we do want it to melt. Only if with the heat of the gravy, we use our Hunter sauce, which is a rich mushroom beef stock-based gravy, a little red wine and a little diced bacon in there. And we grill some marinated porterhouse tips, which we marinate in some soy, ginger, and orange juice. So you have the steak, bits of steak on top of the fries, the gravy, and then you have the cheese layered on there. We put the gravy over the cheese so that kind of helps it melt, and then sprinkle it with some chopped pickled pepperoncinis and jalapenos, and that's kind of a meal or something you can pick out. That's our version of the poutine. The 14th, Grand Marnier Day. It's a cognac-based orange liqueur. Of course, that's the Cadillac. Substitutes in drinks would be Triple Sec, Curacao. Cointreau is another fairly high-end one. Grand Marnier, usually it's an ingredient. Sometimes, of course, people, the classic in the summer, fruit, strawberries, and Grand Marnier. Dash a little, couple of tablespoons over there and get that nice orange flavor. The 15th, gummy worms. Who would have thought that gummy worms? I missed that whole thing. I was too young for those, I think. 16th, corn fritter. Kind of like a hush puppy, a little fried dough batter. You see clam fritters, conch fritters. Corn is kind of another nice side dish. We'll give you a quick formula for that. 17th, peach ice cream. July happens to be ice cream month, so we'll give you actually a peaches and cream mousse. If you don't have an ice cream machine, we'll kind of help you with a way to make something similar without the expense of or the I'm watching an ice cream machine. 18th, caviar. Caviar, an expensive ingredient. Don't see it around too much, although there are many types now being produced domestically because the sturgeon, we fished ours out a long time ago, back in the 20th century. early 20th century. Caviar was kind of a bar snack on the West Coast. And, of course, all the sturgeon to produce the eggs have to get a certain size. Meantime, you know, they harvested the caviar, lost all the fish, and that's kind of shot herself in the foot there. And then the 19th is daiquiri, nice summer drink, rum. Basic one is rum, lime juice, and sugar. And when you use fresh lime juice, and you need to add the sugar. If you use the Rose's lime, that's going to be very, very sweet. I don't know if you want to do that. And this would be, when you use citrus, obviously, you'll shake the drink. Many places do blended ones with different fruits in them. Strawberry. You could do a peach daiquiri. If you don't like peach ice cream, that might be a thought. They blend some pureed fruit in there. We've got a break for a couple of messages here. We'll get into a couple of these things we promised you. Peaches and cream mousse, some corn fritters, and our letter U, Chef Bill's Table.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Chef Bill. So we're exploring letter U, and of course, kitchen utensils. Really, all I could find was a utility knife, which actually, we talked about knives, very handy tool, especially if somebody, if your hands aren't that large. It's similar to what we call a chef or a cook's knife. A little bit wide blade near the handle, tapering off to a point, usually 5 to 7 inches long. And good for small work. Maybe you're going to chop, chiffonade some herbs, or maybe mince shallots, garlic, something maybe you don't need the huge knife for. So utility knife would be the utensil for you. Now, as far as terms, that's where we kind of open up now. You think you, not that many terms, but one of them is a much-discussed category, umami, which we'll go into later on in the show. The term univalve, if you see that in food writings or recipes, univalve is a one-shelled shellfish. The two-shelled, the bivalves, are your clams, oysters, mussels, all those which are happen to be a good source of umami, savory taste. The univalve's one shell abalone and sea urchin. Kind of abalone, I guess, if you're on the West Coast, you see more of that. Sea urchins, usually the roe is used. Sushi places, fancy, the fancy people do that, just eating by itself or as a garnish. And unleavened, leavening is when we add yeast or some kind of agent to a dough to make it rise. Unleavened would be no yeast. So it's, the matzo would be the classic example of an unleavened bread or cracker product. Because I think the belief was with the Jewish faith that fermented products were not good for you. And during the Passover, of course, that's what's used the matzo as. So they can't have certain ingredients in. I'm not versed on the whole on the kosher cuisine. I know some basic rules, but unleavened, the matzo, if you think of something that has no rise to it at all, flattened. And it's funny because the fermented products are part of umami, our big U word for today. And we'll kind of discuss what makes umami, why it works, what it is. It's a relatively new discovery as far as tastes. There's always the four, the sweet, salty, bitter, and sour, and then the 1900s umami. I think it was probably around. People didn't realize what it was, even back to Escoffier, and then, of course, Eastern foods. But anyway, we'll explore some products and some examples of that. Now, the USDA, you see this on menu, USDA Choice, USDA Prime. You'll see it on meats in the store, USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and really part of our government that does a lot of work behind the scenes, gives reports on crops and yields and what we expect. And, people use this information for planning, for purchasing. So the grading, all our meats and poultry, they're graded for wholesomeness. Has to be. All of them have to be. You'll see a plant number, establishment number on the package, so we can trace where everything is. But then there's quality grades that are voluntary. And that's where you see your choice, prime, select. And there's actually, when we buy commercially, we actually go for what's called yield grades, which means how much fat cover is on the product. And, of course, a leaner, sometimes you want something leaner without too much fat, and other times you want something with a little more fat on it. The quality grades are what when you see in the store, you'll see prime in a butcher shop, probably not in the regular supermarkets. Choice seems to be that's the top grade that consumers, and most restaurants will go with choice. Now, there's some, the quality grades are voluntary, which means, of course, the establishment has to, or the producer has the has to pay extra for it. So you get a quality grade, and that's mainly the maturity class. You don't want animals that are too old. You want good marbling. They call that the finish. Other qualities the inspector looks for. No really guarantee of taste, though, and especially even produce. You have a U.S. number one potato or U.S. number one peaches. All they're really graded for is appearance and uniformity, lack of blemishes. Still no guarantee on flavor. With the meat, of course, with the marbling, we assume a certain weight range, a certain age, a certain amount of fat that, and certain cuts are more tender than others, but really they are what they eat. So if you have a grass-fed beef, is going to taste different than grain-fed. Big difference. And there might be a marbling thing, too. So you got prime is the best, the most fat. Then we go to choice, select, often used. There's also in between there is what we call a no-roll or ungraded, which means the establishment hasn't paid for the quality grade by the government, but that product would have qualified to be in that range there. But it's a roll of the dice. Sometimes you win, sometimes you get something that's maybe not the best. Then you have the USDA good. Then there's utility, commercial, and cutter canner, which those go into meat bases, sauces, stews, things like that, where the tenderness isn't an option. I mean, a critical thing. So, and then you see what we used to call Packer's Choice. You see Certified Angus, which is a brand. The steaks, the loins we buy at Jake's, we buy a USDA Choice, but also it's graded Certified Angus. So we've got the double grading there. A little more than just buying regular Choice. There's other Angus out there. There's a USDA Angus, which means 51% of the genotype had to be Black Angus. And most of our beef cattle are Black Angus anyway in this country, most of it, the good quality stuff. It just happens to, you know, put on the weight right and the muscle configuration is right. That seems to be there's Herefords, which are very good. Holsteins are dairy, so they're not really using Holsteins for us for food stuff. And you may have some other, there's Simmental. There's other breeds out there that, you know, say in France or even in this country, people breed different ones. Angus seems to be the one, but the Certified Angus, when you see that, you may not see a sticker on there that says USDA Choice. Sterling Silver, another Packers brand that meets or exceeds the government standards for Choice. That's sometimes, you get something between Choice and Prime. Those are very, very high quality. And, of course, you will pay a little extra for them. But if you want a guarantee on tenderness, at least, that's what you'll get. So, anyway, umami, big word for the day. It's the fifth taste sense, as it were. The other word for it is glutamate, and also the ribonucleotides. It's kind of this, when MSG was isolated and then manufactured into monosodium glutamate, of course, got a bad rap because people were using too much of it. It's like anything, you know, a little bit's fine. And a lot of glutamate occurs naturally in a lot of foods, and especially when the foods are further processed, meaning by cooking, fermenting, marinating, smoking, drying, all these things, you'll find will release these glutamates and nucleotides. I know I'm using a couple of chemistry terms here, but that's really, when you think of MSG, people want things without MSG added. What happens is, if you put too much in, of course, it really increases the salinity as far as the taste on the tongue. And the thing is, you can use natural foods that are high in glutamates as a way to reduce sodium in your diet, because these foods will kind of make any salt that you do put in there a little more intense flavored. And I think the misuse of it was what got the bad rap there. A product like mushrooms, for example, high in glutamates. You can't get a mushroom product that has no MSG because mushrooms naturally have it anyway. So we'll talk about several foods that naturally have glutamate. Right, from proteins. What happens, I guess, our cravings as humans, we need energy. So fruits, things that are sweet, of course, sugary, those things we crave. We find something that's sweet. We need the sugar, so that's something that we're just kind of hardwired to seek out those foods. Proteins, when they're not cooked, are good for you, but I think, you know... Now, recently, with preservation the way we have it, it's a little easier. But, you know, for centuries, I mean, the only way to make sure your food was safe was to process it, cook it, dry it, ferment it. And by releasing the umami in the food, made it taste better. So naturally, people took cooked or processed food over raw food, which also turns out it's safer. Back before good refrigeration, things like that, you really needed to be sure of the safety of the food. Now, umami, if you think of it, we'll give some examples, but you've got beef, cooked beef, and, of course, smoked meats. bacon, cheeses, aged cheese. The best one, way off the charts, is Parmesan. Blue cheese is also good. And then cooked tomato product. Now, if you think of the probably one of the big craveable foods in our country right now, the hamburger, cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger with French fries, potatoes have umami, ketchup has umami. You wonder why everybody's selling them, everybody's consuming them. It's our favorite food because it's got all the craveables right there. You know, the combination, what happens is the sum is greater than just adding the parts. So you've got a couple of foods with umami that are put together. You get not just the flavor of each, but it combines to give you like a supercharged, better flavor and something that we keep going back for. We've got a break for news. We'll do some more examples of this. We've got to get you your peaches and our corn fritters, and then maybe we'll do some portobello fries and spiced ketchup, some umami fries. Sheffield's Table.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. San Diego border agents are on high alert after a drug kingpin slips out of a maximum security prison in Mexico.
Joaquin Guzman is known as El Chapo, and officials say he's responsible for smuggling more cocaine, meth, and pot into the U.S. than anyone else, some of which made its way through San Diego checkpoints. Guzman escaped Saturday through an elaborate mile-long tunnel that had been dug under his shower cell and was equipped with air vents and a motorized cart to take him to a small farmhouse. Law enforcement officials believe that if he's not caught soon, he may be gone forever. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
Sources close to the ongoing Iran nuclear talks say a deal could be announced as soon as today. A German government source says the deal could be completed quickly if Iranian negotiators will agree to the last few negotiated points. Close to 50 million Americans are facing the threat of potentially dangerous weather today. A weather system loaded with heavy rain, lightning, damaging winds, and the chance of tornadoes is sweeping into the Midwest. This is USA Headline News.
Ovation Cell Therapy is the best treatment for dry, brittle, damaged hair caused by harsh chemicals, heat styling, and age-related issues. With extra conditioners, proteins, amino acids, vitamins, and extracts, all the essential nutrients your hair needs to reduce breakage and increase length retention. Cell Therapy by Ovation is proven to substantially reduce breakage, helping restore your natural beauty and shine.
And in a recent customer survey, over 90% of respondents would recommend Ovation hair care products to a friend. They wouldn't do that unless Ovation really worked. And it does. Guaranteed.
I always recommend Ovation to my friends and coworkers. My hair is so much healthier since I started using it. I won't ever stop. Thanks, Ovation.
To prove it, Ovation will pay your shipping cost. Free shipping is for July orders only. So hurry and stock up now.
Visit OvationHair.com today and don't miss July free shipping. Remember to select this station at checkout for your special introductory discount. Plus, July free shipping. OvationHair.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill. Did all our business on the half hour there. So what do we look? Okay, so corn fritters. For the 16th for corn fritter day. It could be a way too if you have some cooked corn, if you want to use it. You could use fresh raw corn, but this would be a good way to, if you have a couple of cups of corn left over, kernel corn, you're going to use a half cup of milk, a tablespoon of vegetable oil, and your dry ingredients, 3/4 cup of flour, 1/4 cup of corn meal, give it some crunch in there, teaspoon of sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Now you can add some chilies to this. You could add minced jalapeno if you like, or mild green chilies, even the, you know, a little, maybe half a cup. Red peppers, whatever you like in there. The chilies would go well. Or, if you want to kick it up, maybe a little minced bacon. And then you could add some cojita cheese. It's kind of a Mexican version of Parmesan, as it were, not quite as aged. Parmesan would work. The cojita will melt a little bit better, even though it's a grating. It's probably more, it's kind of between feta and Parmesan as far as sharpness. So you mix your dry ingredients, add them to your milk, oil, and corn, and you've got a little batter there. Now, some people maybe put an egg in there if you like, but basically you've got a batter with the corn in it, and drop it by into hot oil. You could shallow fry or deep fry, and make them, you know, if you want to do it maybe by tablespoons, make them kind of small, they'll fry up quicker, and then you can hold those even in a 200-degree oven for a while if you want to, if you're doing a big batch of them. So your corn fritters, basically nice side dish, especially if you're doing some fish fry, maybe a hush puppy or a corn fritter would be nice. Now, peaches and cream mousse. Of course, peach ice cream, if you have an ice cream maker, good ripe fruit, pureed, and some sugar, and then some cream and some, well, half and half, and some milk. And you'll blend the fruit, sweeten it. And remember, when you're making foods that are going to be served very cold, of course, you need to sweeten them a little bit more than if you're eating them hot, because the cold kind of numbs your taste buds. And especially ice creams, of course, you're going to blend them a little bit. You're going to, a little air is going to go in there, so you want to make sure the fruit's really ripe, or you may choose to sweeten it with a little liqueur. Amaretto would be nice, and some sugar. Now, there's a quick one you could do in the blender. using ice cream that you already have. So you have a half cup of fruit, and it could be any fruit, but say let's use peaches. Now what you're going to want to do, now this is an old recipe that called for canned fruit, which is preserved, of course, in syrup. So what I would do is, especially if you have some overripe peaches, and it happens, you know, you catch them, you know, they're maybe not ripe, and you leave them out, and all of a sudden they're too soft. So this would be a great way to use overripe fruit. And the other option would be to chop it up and sugar it and let the sugar draw some juice out of it. So you need a half cup of the chopped fruit and a pint of vanilla ice cream and then a little split of champagne. And it can be probably a Prosecco would be fine for this, or a cava, a Spanish cava. No need to go top flight. And you'll just, the ice cream, you want to soften the ice cream. And of course, you don't want to melt it all the way because then all the air is going to come out of it. So this will be called a blender concoction here. It's, again, with the champagne, if you don't want to use champagne, you could probably use, I would say, a combination of maybe a lemon lime soda and some club soda, or maybe even a sparkling apple juice would be nice. You want a little bit of the bubbles in there. So you can just blend this together and you get two servings, something quick, peaches and cream. The mousse, though, we're going to take, anywhere 6 to 8 peaches, ripe peaches. We have to peel them, and the best way, of course, blanch them in a little hot water, put them in cold water. The skin should slip right off. We'll need that as chopped. The grated peel and juice of about a medium-sized orange. So you're going to use your zester, get the just the outside of the peel, not too much of the white part. And after that, squeeze the juice out of the orange, strain it. 3 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, teaspoon of vanilla, a half teaspoon of almond extract. Again, peaches and almonds go well together. Or you could even use a little dark rum. And then anywhere from 1/3 to 2/3 of a cup of sugar. I give you this variation only because to allow for the ripeness or not ripeness of the fruit. So all these ingredients up to this point, we're going to combine and puree. We want it very, very smooth. And, of course, start with 1/3 cup of sugar and then add more. Taste it. Add more if you need it. And then 2.5 cups of creme fraiche, or you could use heavy cream if you have to. Creme fraiche, cultured product, is going to give you a little bit more flavor there. You're going to whip the 2.5 cups of creme fraiche or whipped cream, or heavy cream rather. And you've got this puree, and you're going to fold in to the whipped cream. And we do that by adding a little bit of the puree to the heavy cream. And you try to get it a little bit loosened up there, and then pour the rest in. But you want a homogeneous product, kind of like we've made tortoni before this way. It's kind of like a vanilla cream mousse. So this way you're getting the air in there that you would get from, say, what we call the overrun of the ice cream. So you've got the mouthfeel, the texture, and without having to use an ice cream machine. So you're going to freeze it a couple of hours. You don't have to get it fully frozen if you don't want to. If you do freeze it solid, then I would let it sit a little bit before scooping it. But here you'll have what we call a peaches and cream mousse, would kind of celebrate Peach Ice Cream Day without an ice cream maker. All right, back here, let's see what we're looking at. Okay, umami. Umami. What are foods that are rich in umami? I have a whole list of them here. And if you think about it, some of our favorites are here. I mentioned the burger. That was kind of the teaser. We all love a good bacon cheeseburger. But for the best umami, of course, the aged product, aged cheddar, would be good. Cured pork, and even smoked, those are all rich in umami. And even something like a grilled sausage and peppers. Now, when we do it, we kind of make what's called the pepperonata. We do the, you know, they saute the peppers and onions, and then I always add a little white wine, and I put in some canned tomato fillets. Nice plum tomato fillets is what I use. Not really make a tomato sauce, just enriches that. So even something like a good picnic food for us, grilled sausage and peppers with that little bit of tomato in there. Nice, high. It elevates the level of the umami there. And probably if you used a smoked sausage, it would be even better. Now, a chicken, of course, you know, has umami. And again, the proteins, once they're cooked or further processed, you get, you activate the glutamate there. Turns out with a chicken, the best is the bones. So you wonder why chicken soup is such a comforting, craveable thing, something we all are familiar with. And of course, in Chinese cooking, the stock, the Chinese cabbage and Chinese leeks also in there would be adding the great umami. There's several stocks that are made. You know, the dashi we've all heard of, featured mainly Japanese cooking, and that's the kombu, which is the kelp, dried seaweed, and then the dried bonito, which is a fish. Tuna happens to also be, and then the bonito, rich in umami. So the dried bonito flakes, these two ingredients, pour some water over, let them steep for a while. This, the dashi, is kind of a mother stock for a lot of Japanese food. With the Western cuisine, of course, the veal stock, and that's something I know from even cooks that I've had. So, when you taste veal stock, it's very unique. It's different than beef broth, different than chicken broth. You can't just mix beef and chicken broth together and get veal. Veal is something special. And even at the restaurant, we don't serve veal on the menu, but I still use veal, reduced veal stock for, say, our chicken marsala, beef sauces that we need, a peppercorn sauce, things like that. We will still use some veal. We keep it on hand because, you know, we don't use a lot of it. You can freeze it, reduce it and freeze it, and take it out as you need it. But from the veal bones, I mean, it's one of those magic things in classical cuisine. Escoffier kind of figured it out. Didn't know the chemistry behind it. All he knew was it tasted good. But veal and onion, very good flavor. And you wonder why a ragu bolognese tastes good, the rich meat sauce. And it's not really a tomatoey. Well, there is tomato in it. But if you have, it's usually ground beef, but I like to use actually the three, or at least beef and veal ground. You get the what they call meatloaf mix, I guess, in the store. You have all the three meats ground together. I like that. The texture is a little bit better, not as chunky as just ground beef. Made some actually last week, just some simple meat sauce. But the bolognese, you need a lot of stock or broth, and you keep reducing it. There's a little tomato paste in it, which, again, a highly concentrated tomato. And then, of course, you're adding your milk. Some people do a little heavy cream at the end. But if you have good whole milk, and you're going to add it slowly, and it kind of disappears in there. It shouldn't be a creamy-looking sauce. It should be that rich stew-like. You've got your onions and carrots and things in there. It should taste like a really fine, rich stew when it's done. And, of course, if you had the potato gnocchi with that, potatoes also, cooked potatoes, of course, good level of umami in there. Chips, french fries for this week, good umami rich food. A potato puree, and the cold storage potatoes are the best. Unfortunately, they don't make the best fries. It sweetens them, so they'll turn brown quicker. But we used to make even a potato salad, we'd use the cold storage potatoes. What happens is, under refrigeration, the starch in the potatoes goes to sugar. And when the potatoes are at room temperature, the sugar goes to starch. And this is why for French fries, even in an outfit like McDonald's, they respect, they may mandate that the potatoes are aged at, you know, 3.5 weeks at 70 some degrees, let's say. You want to make sure that they're nice and white. And companies that, the food producers that make the fries, they have to go through this process. You want to make sure that there's not too much. You ever see a potato chip that starts off, it's got a little bit, it's light around the edges, and then towards the center of it, it's darker? That's a potato that didn't convert all that sugar back to starch. It was something that had been cold storage and then got warmed up. Interesting to see that. So the three bases there, if you're in agreement with veal stock, dashi, or a good chicken broth, those three basic elements of cuisine are going to give you umami. And if you can cook with using these basic ingredients for your sauces, soups, things like that, really elevates that umami, get that savory, craveable taste in there. Carrots, again, we use those in our veal stock. They're relatively high. Parmesan, of course, the good Reggiano, off the charts. Good aged blue cheese. Cheddar cheese, you can see as the cheddar ages, the longer it ages, of course, the greater the umami effect there. Now, what I've done with an Asiago, coarsely shredded, Frico is the dish, and I think there's a special cheese. It's another fairly aged cheese. You can do it with almost any cheese except processed cheese. But you take a nonstick pan and take a little, maybe quarter cup of shredded Asiago or Parmesan, and just heat the pan gently. The cheese melts, and you don't want to do it too quickly. You'll see some of the butter fat come out of the cheese, and it makes it like a little pancake. And once it's fairly brown, you'll flip it over. Now, you can cook it until it's crisp, although as it cools off, it will get crisper. It'll be a little bit soft and pliable when it's done, but browned on both sides gets a really nutty aroma to it. We've made small salad bowls. If you have, say, a small skillet, maybe 9-inch, and you fill the bottom of it with cheese, and when it's done, you drape it over, say, a soup cup, so it forms kind of a bowl. Little scalloped edge you can kind of arrange on there. When that dries, you've got an edible salad bowl, and it's, of course, it's pure cheese. If you want a cracker that's gluten-free, this would be the one. Make yourself Frico out of your Asiago or your good shredded Parmesan, not the shaker cheese. You get a fresh wedge and shred your own. Down the list here, green tea, of course, becoming more and more popular, rich in umami. Tuna, we said, and then shrimp, shellfish, cabbage. And then you take and ferment that, of course, kimchi or sauerkraut. Even a simple thing like a hot dog and sauerkraut. You've got a cured smoked pork product, and then you've got your fermented cabbage on top. But you wonder why we like them so much. But all your shellfish, so clams, scallops, mussels, oysters. And again, you do a fish fry, but you take that classic fish in a tomato sauce. You cook the tomato. You wonder why it's so good. Whether you have it over pasta or even if you do a paella. But my favorite is still, once in a while, you just get that craving for just some shellfish in some marinara sauce. You simmer the fish right in the sauce. You got all the broth coming off the fish. Very, very, such a simple thing. And yet, you know, when you combine it all together, you wonder why it tastes so good. Well, this is what happens with umami. It just intensifies all the flavors. So say we want to make some, you know, of course, French fries, good source. But if we want to do portobello fries, we take portobello mushrooms, take the stem out. You can remove the gills if you like. I like them in there. They have a little more meaty flavor. The only time I would take them out is if I was doing a light sauce, like a cream sauce, that gets a little bit muddy looking. But otherwise, that's good flavor in the gills. So we do fairly thick slices, maybe quarter inch. They may fall apart, but that's fine. We'll bread them anyway. So we do the standard breading procedure, seasoned flour, egg wash, and I like panko crumbs. And we do what we call a double breading. We have the flour, the egg, then the panko. Dip it right away back in the egg and then in the panko again. So you've got like a double coating of breadcrumbs on there. And even if the whole mushroom isn't coated, it's not, you know, you're going to fry these. It's fine. They actually are better when they sit for a while in the refrigerator. Let the coating kind of set up there. And then shallow fry or deep fry. And really, it's mushrooms, so you're not worried about. I mean, you can cook them a little bit undercooked if you like, or cook them all the way. And then what we do is make a spiced ketchup, which you'd think, all right, ketchup's already cooked, processed, you know, why are you going to cook it further? But we like to, when you cook something like ketchup, it even makes the flavor better. I don't care if you don't add anything to it. If you saute ketchup, it's going to change it. It's crazy. And what we do is take a little garlic and ginger and some little canola oil, saute that briefly just to release the flavors, and then the ketchup. Now, it may splatter. Don't have too high heat because it will splatter. There's a Southwestern sauce, Mancha Mantel, that translates to a tablecloth stainer. It's one of these chili purees. I've made it. There's fruit in there and dried it, and the soaked dried chilies and all this good stuff. Puree it, strain it, and then that sauce, actually, after all that cooking, to finish it, they actually fry the sauce in some oil. And that's where that name comes from, because it splatters and very intense, rich red color because of the peppers in there. But a spiced ketchup, I'll throw a little dash of soy in there. Again, a little more umami. And you have this a little red pepper flake if you wanted to spice it up. And it could be just the crushed red pepper. When you saute that also, it releases the flavor. But the... you have the spiced ketchup and portobello fries. You've got something great. We've got to run now. It's right before the hour. I got to get a message. Sue's show was going to be on Rewind, so I have to fire that up. So anyway, we'll be on Rewind next week. I've got to cover for somebody at work. So we'll talk to you live in 2 weeks. I'll be on Rewind next week, Chef Phil's Table. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. San Diego border agents are on high alert after a drug kingpin slips out of a maximum security prison in Mexico.
Joaquin Guzman is known as El Chapo, and officials say he's responsible for smuggling more cocaine, meth, and pot into the U.S. than anyone else, some of which made its way through San Diego checkpoints. Guzman escaped Saturday through an elaborate mile-long tunnel that had been dug under his shower cell and was equipped with air vents and a motorized cart to take him to a small farmhouse. Law enforcement officials believe that if he's not caught soon, he may be gone forever. Jason Campadonia, San Diego.
Sources close to the ongoing Iran nuclear talks say a deal could be announced as soon as today. A German government source says the deal could be completed quickly if Iranian negotiators will agree to the last few negotiated points. Close to 50 million Americans are facing the threat of potentially dangerous weather today. A weather system loaded with heavy rain, lightning, damaging winds, and the chance of tornadoes is sweeping into the Midwest. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a radio transmission. Are you listening to a news radio broadcast right now? Breaking news, folks. Stop listening to that news anchor's jibber-jabber and get the real scoop. My new summer meal's got 10 pieces of chicken, a large coleslaw, baked beans with pulled chicken, 4 biscuits, and a free half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. And it is available for purchase. Okay, then, that is the end of my radio communication. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Everyone knows.